Thank you, Father Shenouda.
You're welcome.
Good morning. My name is Daniel, and I am one of Gladys's sons. I would like to start off by thanking everyone for coming to Mom's service and to those that have helped to make this service happen so quickly. My father, my brother, and I appreciate that many of you have traveled great distances, have gone to great lengths to be here with us for this time. From the bottom of my heart and my family, we thank you. Some points that I wanted to bring up. I know a lot of people that did know my mother knew that she loved the church. She loved and enjoyed her life in the church and around its people. Her faith was strong and unwavering to the end, and many of her lifelong friends were from the church. Mom also loved to travel. I believe that one of the biggest reasons she owned a travel company was for the discounted vacation opportunities Mom and Dad could get. I remember a few years ago when I would try and phone them for irregular calls, only to find out that they had just left the country to somewhere, usually warm, and left a note for my younger brother saying, "Hi, Joe, we got a last-minute deal to X, Y, or Z, and should be back next week. Please, Habibi, make sure to check the mail and shovel the driveway while you're at it." My mom was a strong woman, and I think that is one of her defining points that has characterized both myself, my brother, and our entire family. She had a strength of will that regularly astonished all that surrounded her. Her life, her battle with cancer, and her will to fight for what she believed in were without compare, and they have defined all that have surrounded her and all those who loved her. I do remember one of those defining moments of her strength, both her mental and her love of family strong. And I know that's a story she'd like to tell many people. I'll put my side of it on it. We were traveling in 1990, the first Gulf War had occurred, and we had to travel from Kuwait to Egypt, and that's a big desert travel that took us about 10 days. Many people went through it that lived there, and it was one of the experiences that probably defined our family and kept us strong and held us close together. There was a lot of hiccups, but one of the most defining, one of those strongest hiccups that happened along the road was there was a choke point for the travel to come to Egypt. It was at the Jordanian border, and it was a ferry that, in the vehicles, we'd have to line up, and we'd lined up for several days to enter. My dad had just stepped away to sort out some of the paperwork for our transfer in from another country into Egypt. And while he was gone, our spot in the line had moved up. All of a sudden, with the congestion and everything, someone decided to take our spot. Mom was not having any of that. She hopped into the driver's seat and honked her horn. The other driver didn't budge. They said, they basically dismissed her, saying, "Who is this lady and why is she driving this car?" So my mom decided to make herself known well. She reversed the car 3 inches, moved it forward, and decided to push the vehicle out of her way. Of course, the other driver started to back up and thought, "Whoa, I'm not going to mess with this woman." And that's one thing we strongly believe about Mom, is that she was so strong. If she had to get by, she made her way. Mom loved her family. For my brother and I, she was our biggest fan. She was proud of us and loved us unconditionally. I'm proud to say that Gladys was my mother. We love you, Mama, and you will always be in our hearts. Thank you.
Amen, alleluia, doxa patri.
Que age omne amati, que nica in Christos eonas oneo. Amen, te noce volem goe, moce ofen sois, Christos e Christos.
Hum Satanas sapis. Sapis. Ene chala sotiemon Allah nainan kirielei son kirielei kirie vlogi son amin esmo ero estime tania konie vul gompi esmo
Christus benuti
amin es eshopi
O King of peace, grant us your peace, establish for us your peace and forgive us our sins for thine is the power. The glory, the blessings, the majesty forever. I mean, make us wish to pray to thank our Father,
who art in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Now the love of God the Father, the Mother of God, the grace of the only begotten Son, the gift and the coming of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.